25th, 2012 meeting of the Municipal Magistrate for Code Enforcement for the City of Ocala. We're going to do a couple little housekeeping matters first. I have reviewed the minutes as prepared by the secretary of the prior meeting, and they're approved. We need to swear our officers for the hearings today.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
The police magistrate for the record, Lorraine Kennedy, Dwayne Thomas, Matthew Lightfree, Charles Rich, Dan Baker, James Vogt, and Brian McKay, except for the other.
Okay. Which one would we like to hear first?
Police magistrate, we would start with CON 12-220. We have, or 2220. We have representation here this morning. And good morning. My name is Charles Rich. I'm with the City of Ocala. I'm duly appointed code enforcement manager. I'm certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement, certified in all four levels of training. I've been your code manager for more than 4 years now, and 30 years law enforcement experience. I'll be presenting the cases this morning.
Okay. 12-2220, City of Ocala versus Cohen.
On page 5 at the bottom.
Yeah, okay. Okay, let me get the icons rolling here. Bingo. Okay, tell me about it.
We would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. This is a case of the City of Ocala and Officer Dwayne Thomas versus Richard Cohen Revocable Trust, Richard Cohen Trust et al. Entire Kingdom, a location of 2750 Southwest College Road, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 110-131, prohibited signs. The parcel ID is 23496-000-00. All certified mail has been returned, which surprised me. We posted the property on 10-11-2012 as part of the case attachments in this case, and in your presentation, we've included a copy of the prior findings of fact and the affidavit of partial compliance with the first case. I direct Your Honor's attention to the photographs.
I saw
at the
photo.
End of your presentation.
Okay, I was looking for the page number with the prior, or with the partial compliance you were talking about.
And I believe that was ultimately brought into full compliance.
Okay.
But we're starting on page 7 for that item.
Findings of fact and conclusions of law.
And then we have the affidavit of compliance after. They did pay a fine previously.
Okay. And this particular alleged violation appears to be an inflatable figure.
Yes, sir.
Is that the same thing we had before, or was it a different kind of sign problem?
Different items, but the
were
same
they
violation.
Little signs like those stick-in-the-ground guys?
They had those. They had tires displayed out front with covers over them with advertising, banners, streamers,
Okay. Things
of that nature previously.
Same code section, somewhat different approach.
Yes,
okay.
The summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas located this property and found it in violations of the city's code. Additional investigation revealed that in 2010, the respondent was brought before the code enforcement magistrate and found guilty for violation of Section 3495 and, I apologize, for the same section, 110-131, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful. Staff has a recommendation, if you want me to read that.
Please.
The staff recommendation would be to find the respondent guilty of violating Code Section 110-131 as a repeat violator per Chapter 162.04 of Florida statutes. Have them remove any unpermitted signs, flags, banners, and not place any additional signs, banners, flags, whatnot, upon the property without permit, as stipulated in the code. Pay the cost of prosecution all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $500 per day, and the city to remove the offending or the problem items utilizing all means required, with all costs assessed as a fine and a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay.
Officer Thomas is prepared to answer any questions the magistrate may have.
Let me hear from the property owner. Who do we have here with either the property owner or the business? Come on up, sir. Have this lovely lady swear you in. Tell us who you are, and then go from there.
Can I get your name and address for the record?
It's Tim Graham, 2750 Southwest College Road.
Do you swear to affirm that the evidence that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay, sir. What's our situation here?
Okay. I'm the service manager there at that location.
Okay.
And my manager informed me that we were going to be getting a display for Halloween. And when the guy showed up with that particular day, the manager was off. And they put it up. I honestly had no idea it had anything to do with sales or whatever. When the manager came in the following day, he contacted the contractor and had them remove it. But, you know, it was not intended to be a sale. It was supposed to be for our Halloween decoration.
Okay, so my confusion is what I heard out of the code officer, and we'll bring up the actual code officer that did this, was that efforts to get it removed failed. And you're telling me the moment they contacted you, it was down the next day.
I was never contacted. I know nothing about that.
Oh, okay.
I must have been off or something.
Okay.
But no, sir, I know nothing about it.
Okay.
I guess some vendor come in, they put it up, and they would not let us take it down, or whatever. They had to remove it themselves.
Is this one of those that has a fan in the base and
yes.
keeps it inflated?
Yes.
What's involved in taking it down other than unplugging it?
You know, when I asked them when they were installing it, can we let the air out of it, can we remove it or whatever, they said no. They said we're only ones allowed to remove it.
Well, what do you do at night when you close?
They left it running.
Left it running all night?
That's what they told us to do.
Brave man. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
That's the whole story, huh?
That's my story.
Let's find out from the code officer what his efforts actually were on site kind of thing. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Dwayne. Just wanted to, the violation had occurred on, I think it was a Thursday, and ran through the weekend. I did stop and talk to one of the sales clerks that were there, but to no avail. I came by on a Monday, I believe it was, and the device had been flattened, but was still laying in the front parking lot.
Okay.
So that's where we are.
Okay. So you never did get to talk to anything that looked like management?
No, sir.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry, sir, your name has escaped me.
Tim.
Tim, how long have you been working at that location?
About 14 months.
Okay, so you weren't there as manager at the time of the prior violations?
No.
And are you the guy in charge of that location?
I'm not the store manager, I'm only the service manager.
Who's the store manager?
Justin Honecker.
How long's he been there?
Couple of years.
Longer than you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I gather you sort of got the drift at this point that signs and advertising take permits.
Yes, sir.
And I gather we now have compliance.
My
office. Okay. Does your store manager have the drift that he needs permits?
Yes, he does. That's why when he came in on that Friday, I informed him, you know, that about the sales time, or he saw it when he came into work, and he contacted people to have it removed, but it took him a few days, I guess, to get it removed.
Convenient over the weekend.
I know. But you see, you're so malicious.
I would just point out to the magistrate that when one of these stores
I know,
gets
when
to
they
have
start,
their
I know.
Big grape ape, it goes wild all the way down 200 and
I
causes
understand.
Us a lot of trouble.
I know, the car dealers have a lot of trouble restraining themselves. Even so.
Like I said, we're not asking for a fine.
Yeah, I'm not going to. Here's what I'm going to do.
For cost of prosecution.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
And we're asking for a finding as a repeat.
Yeah, I'll find the violation existed, that it's a repeat violation, that it has now been cured, there's compliance in place. I'll assess the cost of $123.13. Go from there. Okay? You guys just need to take a check down to the, either up to the code office in the utility building or to, can they take it to finance?
They've sent them in before.
Oh, now that's not fair. Okay, so you need to get it to code office, okay?
Okay.
No more signs without a permit.
All right, 123.
123-13.
And they'll receive an invoice.
Oh, they'll even send you an invoice?
We send them an invoice.
Oh, okay. You can either wait for the invoice or you can really be a beaver and take it over there, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you, guys.
That brings us to the top of page four on the docket. If it pleases the magistrate, CON 12-1492.
Don't tell me the respondent is Columbus.
Thought the same thing, actually. The City of Ocala, Officer Raymond Furring, who is not in today, is ill. And versus Greater Ocala Community Development, a location of 825 Northwest 8th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. The parcel ID is 2570-102-304. All certified mail has been returned. However, we posted the property on 9-8-2012 for the notice of violation and 10-13-2012 for the notice of hearing. As part of your additional correspondence, we've included a copy of the SunBiz report. And the summary of findings that Officer Furring located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. All attempts by Officer Furring to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful and the violation remains. We have included as part of your presentation photographs of the location. I can attest that I also viewed this location and can testify to its overgrowth.
Okay.
There is a person here to speak to the magistrate concerning this case, and the staff has a recommendation to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495, order them to cut and clean up their property, properly removing all junk and debris, pay the cost of prosecution as assessed all within 14 days, failing which fine $50 per day in the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. Additionally, I'd point out to the magistrate that we had been trying to get this into compliance for about 90 days now. So it's been lingering.
Okay, it appears to be just an overgrown lot with no structures.
Yes, sir.
And have we had conversation with representatives of the owner?
They're here today to speak.
Okay. Come on up here, sir. Meet us and join us. Have the lady swear you in and then tell us your name and address.
Do you swear and affirm that the evidence that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And if you could state your name and address.
Yes, my name is Jimmy Griffin. Address is 301 Southwest 145th Street, Ocala, Florida.
Okay, looks like you got some kudzu or something similar.
Yes.
What's our plan?
Well, first, the Greater Ocala Community Development Corporation is a nonprofit organization.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out about this about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
As soon as I did, I came down here to the code enforcement office and I talked with the gentleman, Mr. Shirt.
Okay.
He was kind enough to go through. I asked him to help me identify exactly where the property was. And he pulled up a nice photo for myself of the property. And
suitable for framing.
I went to the property to look at it, and it is overgrown. And so I went and asked some folks who do that type of work to give me a quote on what it would cost to go in and clean that up. The cost is more than this organization can afford.
Mm-hmm.
So then I decided to go to Plan B, and that is to get some other volunteers and or to go back with the Department of Corrections and ask them to help us to go ahead and clean that out. Okay. The one thing that I'm asking this morning is that you give us additional time to go in and get the property cleaned up.
Okay. In the question, just this is more for thought in the back of your head, but curiosity to me. What's the purpose of this organization owning this piece of land?
Well, part is some of these things happened during the time I was not involved.
I understand.
Okay, and so actually this is a lot that was donated to the organization by the city of Ocala.
Probably the last guy that didn't want to cut it.
Okay. And I wasn't aware that these lots had this overgrowth, but now that I'm aware that that's this potential, there are other lots that we do have.
Okay.
I will be, you know.
So it isn't like this is the future site of Greater Ocala Community Headquarters and that we're going
The lots are for us to build low to moderate income housing.
Sounds like you ought to sell it. Just a thought.
Yeah, that would probably be another alternative.
But anyway. Well, I'll be delighted to give you a fair arm's length of time. I don't have a lot of trouble with that at all. The other thing, I mean, you might want to have... You got two choices.
Okay.
Maybe two, maybe three. One, theoretically, you go hire somebody to do it. That apparently is not within the capacity of the organization.
Right.
Two, you may find backs and arms and go in and do it. I don't know whether that's within the capacity. The third alternative is to have a brief chat with the guys that are sitting there doing code enforcement and say, if we just don't do it, and we invite you in to come do it, and you lien the property, can you have an estimate of what it would cost? You may find out that it's cheaper than any other alternative.
For this property, probably less than $1,000, I would think.
Well, I would think it's less than $1,000, too. But, okay. We're really talking in the hundreds of dollars to go through this thing with a bush hog?
Well, the problem is it's...
It's pretty overgrown.
Kind of tangled up, yeah. I would point out to clear the record, we've actually been working with them for 120 days.
Yeah, okay. You know, you're looking at a... Let's see. I'm looking for the dimensions of this lot, or these lots. I mean, you're looking at a parcel that's on the tax roll for right at $3,000. Spending $1,000 to mow it in this kind of environment where you're going to be back looking at this, problematic.
Yeah, and it'd be better for it to just be maintained so it doesn't get so over.
Okay. Is a month a reasonable time?
Yeah, 30, maybe 45 days.
I'll go 45.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to find the violation occurred. I'm going to adopt the staff recommendation. I'm going to give the compliance time to be 45 days and assess the $100-some-odd cost in any event. What is it, let me find the cost affidavit. I think it's 123 or something on that order. I'm getting there. Here we go. 137.63. So you're going to get a bill for 137.63. You've got 45 days to clean it up. If you don't do it by then, the city will start a fine running, and they will also go in and mow it and lien the property for both the fine and the cleanup, which is one way to sort of sell it to the city eventually.
I have a couple questions.
Sure, go ahead.
One is when we go in and clean the place up,
mm-hmm.
and we gather all the debris and trash, mm-hmm. and we set it against the side of the road.
It's a volume problem.
The city, then they're going to have a problem. They need to get with utilities,
right.
and sanitation department, and they can arrange to have that picked up.
Yeah, you just need to, because they're going to have to send a truck for this operation.
All right.
Unless you're doing it in very small installments. But
they'll lien the property for...
Yeah, they'll lien it for...
You need to make arrangements with this the problem.
Just assuming that the city's going to suddenly show up with trucks is not a reason. And this is not public works. Who?
It would be...
Sanitation?
And sanitation.
Okay, it's going to be the people that run the garbage trucks.
Okay, utility and sanitation.
Yeah.
The other question that I have, last one, is I've seen some other properties.
Yeah.
We have one right next door to our office.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we actually had three trees that fall on the roof of one of our buildings.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at that property a week or so ago, and I see that there are still a lot of trees there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they went in, whoever cleaned the property is, went in and cleaned out the underbrush.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my question is, if we go in and just clean out the underbrush, will that be satisfactory for the code enforcement?
Yeah,
to
call for an inspection, but generally,
naturally
wooded lots, that's what we require.
Just to, you can see.
If I'm getting the drift of this, basically the city has a code that deals with underbrush and growth, grass, weeds and stuff.
Right.
So, and I'm not aware of any code provision that has anything to do with anybody trimming in the tops of any trees. That's a new one.
Okay.
So I think basically if you get a pretty hefty mower in there and get it just to go around the trees and clean out underneath. Right. You probably have met the minimum requirements of the code at that point.
Okay.
Talk with these guys before you start the project. When you think you got it done, don't just assume they're out driving around the city of Ocala looking for compliance. When you think you got it done, give them a buzz.
Okay.
Because that you don't want to get down to the 43rd day of your 45 and find out that you missed the back corner or something, okay?
Right. Right.
Okay. Yeah, so give yourself a little slack.
Okay.
Good enough. Thank
right.
you.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
Your efforts with the community.
All right, thanks.
That'll bring us to the bottom of page 3 of the docket. CON 12, 2196.
Okay.
The City of Ocala and Officer Dan Baker versus Eno Lawrence Allen, a location at 122 Northwest 17th Place, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. A violation of section 82181, the definition of a dangerous structure, and section 82182, dangerous building, declared a nuisance abatement required. The parcel ID is 25801-000-00. All certified mail has been returned by the post office, and we posted the property on 10-8-2012 for the notice of violation. 10-10-2012 for the notice of hearing. As part of the additional correspondence here, we have a copy of the fire department's report, and we would require a license to repair or demolish the structure.
Okay, I haven't gotten to the pictures yet. Do we have a fire? Is that what we got?
Apparently so.
Okay.
The summary of findings that Officer Dan Baker located this property upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code as stated. The structure is dangerous due to its dilapidated condition and extensive fire damage. All attempts by Officer Baker to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. As part of your presentation, we've included photographs of the current condition of the location.
Yeah, I'm getting there. It appears our fire was October 8th of this year. Incident date, October 8th.
Right.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'm getting there. Okay, photos. Well, it's pretty clearly not occupied.
I wouldn't think so. But the transients that we have passing through the city right now.
You never know.
Disagree with you.
Okay, good enough.
And I do have a change to the staff recommendation.
Okay, why don't you tell me what it is?
Staff recommendation be the final responsibility violating City Code Section 3495, 82181, and 82182. In order to cut and clean up the property, proper removing any junk and debris, respondent to obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days.
Okay.
With all demolition and cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days.
Okay.
Pay the cost of prosecution of the case within 30 days. Family which a fine of $25 per day per violation, the city to do the work, utilizing all means required with costs and fines, assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer the city attorney for consideration of foreclosure. Officer Baker is prepared to answer any questions you may have.
Okay, in terms of the violation being charged, there actually are two structures on the building. One appears to be a garage, one appears to be the house. The house has been burned. Do you have any problems with the garage?
I would have to defer to Officer Baker for this.
It may be an ancillary structure without a primary, but okay, I'd like to know what the property owner has to do to cure this. But I need to hear from the code officer first. I want to understand the violation. If I clear the house,
the shed has,
because it's a secondary structure
without a primary.
I got you.
Right.
Okay.
And it is also dilapidated.
Yeah, it didn't look real great, but I wasn't sure what your focus was.
Yeah.
Okay.
The day I posted the property was the day that it caught fire. So that's.
You think that's related?
Kind of. No.
Oh.
No. But I have the owner here.
Okay, let's have this nice lady come up here. Good morning.
Good morning.
This lady's going to swear you in.
You can raise your right hand.
Do you swear and affirm that the evidence that you're about to give is the whole truth?
Yes, dear.
Can you give your name and?
Lillian Eno.
And your address?
My home address is 1014 Columbia Lane, Inverness, Florida, 34452.
Are you okay with standing there for 4 or 5 minutes while we do this?
Yes, dear.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
The biggest problem is getting up that ramp and getting in here.
Okay, so we've solved all the big problems already. Okay, good. You're the owner of the property.
I bought it for my son, and he's been having lots and lots of problems. He is stuck down south in Stewart right now with his car broke down and couldn't get up here.
Okay.
He did hire someone that was supposed to go in every 2 weeks for $35 each time and do the yard.
Well, that would have been fine until the fire arrived.
He did it the first couple of times, and I guess he never went back.
Okay.
My son came home, and I told him about the violation. He came over to mow it, and the place was burnt down. Nobody had told us, so I need to know what these certified letter things were.
Okay.
This is the only thing I've received.
Okay. I gather, did you know there had been a fire there until this
code? No, we didn't know until this week.
Oh, okay.
And I went over last night, took a boy over, and we mowed the whole front of the place down.
Okay.
And the driveway, as far as we could get to that broken all wood.
That's great. Okay.
So got that, my son. But the whole thing has to be, you know, tore down and cleared away.
Okay.
It's going to take a while.
Let's take a look here just a second. Let me back up in the, the wonders of technology here, unfortunately, is like a freight train, and they're all one behind the other, and so I have to do a little digging.
Every time he's gone over there, someone's broken the windows and gone in, and he tried boarding it up and stuff. And
yeah.
No good.
Well, I think the fire solved that problem.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Okay. The property appraiser has the real estate, the land, the dirt, appraised at $5,800. Have you thought about what you're going to do with this piece of dirt once you clean it up?
He was planning on building it back up.
Rebuilding?
But
okay.
It's too late now.
It's a problem.
So we have to redo, figure out, because it's paid a lot more for it than it was worth, apparently.
Could be. A lot of us have done that.
I point out the magistrate, we've had 7 previous cases since 2004 for failing to maintain the property.
I'm not surprised.
We just bought it.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Okay, what was the time frame in the staff recommendation?
30 days to obtain the permit.
Okay.
60 days to have the work completed.
Okay.
Or the city will do it.
Okay.
So what do you have to get
okay.
the permit before you
yeah,
get it?
Yeah, let me turn that plot into English for you. Okay. First of all, the violation is the presence of the uninhabitable house, okay? And once the house goes away, you can't have a standalone garage without a primary. And the garage is pretty rough shape anyway. So both the house and the garage are going to have to go away. If you find a contractor and he buys a demolition permit within 30 days, you're gold. You're good to go. You have to have it completed within 60, but you got 2 months to complete the job, but you got to have the permit within 30. If you don't do that, the city will go do it, and they'll lien the property for their cost of doing it. You might want to explore with the city their estimate of what that might be, because if it's less or not dramatically different, the hassle of you and me as people that don't deal with contractors all the time may not be worth the difference. So you really need to go over and sit down with these code guys and have a real serious conversation about what the plan is. But one way or the other, either within 30 days you need to be up and running with a, theoretically you could get a building permit, but that's not happening on this parcel. I just promise you, the structure's way too far gone.
No.
Yeah. So you're talking a demolition permit. So you're basically looking at having to have a demolition permit within 30 days and then another 30. And this house isn't going to take them 2 hours to make this thing go away.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They'll come out there with a big grapple with big mouth and that probably could burn it as fast as they can pick it up.
I wondered why they didn't just let it finish burning.
You know, you sometimes wonder why the city fire department is as efficient as it is. But anyway, so that's the plot, okay? But before I made a decision what I was going to do, I can't do it right now in the middle of the meeting.
Yeah.
But I would get over there to the city utility department, go upstairs to the second floor where code enforcement is, sit down and talk to the guys, and form a plan and go from there. Okay?
Do you make an appointment for that, or?
No.
You could just call.
Yeah, call in Vance, see if he's there, because they are out running around doing this stuff, and go from there, okay? He's a nice guy. He's not a problem. Okay. Thank you for coming in. I'm going to find the violation exists and adopt the staff recommendation. Okay? You're welcome. Thank you, ma'am. Good luck with everything.
Mr. Magistrate, we need to go to page 8 of the docket. We have representation here on a couple of petitions. And these are under the petition section.
Oh, okay.
In your presentation.
Gotcha.
The first one is CEB 080288.
Okay, now under the icon. Okay, it's going to be in the petition sections of the icons. Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
Proceed.
This is a case of City of Ocala versus A&P Investment Properties LLC. The location is 908 North Pine. The city would support this petition.
Okay. I gather from the petition that A&P Investments is a recent acquisition?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so they bought it with the violation on it?
Yes, sir. Well, the property was transferred prior to their ownership of it as well, and the violation was not resolved at that time. Okay. So they received the property back essentially from another.
Okay, so they got it back in the deed in lieu of foreclosure?
Evidently,
yeah.
So they got it back with problems. We believe it's in the city's best interest to alleviate these, reduce this to zero,
okay,
so that they can get the property closed, get some good tenants in there that will get the property rolling again.
Okay. Mr. Peek, is that okay with you?
Absolutely.
So ordered. Done. Thank you. Appreciate you cleaning it up.
Right. Thank you.
No problem.
Then to number 5.
Is he continuing to sit there because he has more than one of these babies?
No, I think he's good with that one and CON 120067. That's their associated.
Same thing.
On the same petition.
Same parcel or next door to each other or something?
No, same exact. They're two separate but identical cases.
Okay, so ordered. You're good to go in both of them.
Thank you.
Thank you, Albert.
That'll bring us to the middle of page 9. CON 100269.
This is still a...
in the petition.
It's in the petition.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
This is City of Ocala versus Redfish Properties.
Okay.
The city also agrees with the with this request, and in fact, they already have a check here to alleviate the problem. So we're going to take care of this.
Okay.
And the city would agree.
So ordered. Done. You're good to go.
That'll take us to the middle of page 7 on the docket. PRK 120667. Oops, I lost my whole presentation. Could give me just a minute there.
Okay, this is back in the
this is
case
the
icons.
Case icon of parking. Parking hearing.
Parking. Okay, gotcha.
This is a case involving City of Ocala versus John J. and Erica N. Walsh. I apologize, I'm calling the wrong case number.
No, I'm looking at Moreno.
PRK 120667, City of Ocala versus Joshua Moreno. And a location of the city at Jarvie Gant Park.
Jarvie, but anyway.
They have an explanation in there?
Yeah, I'm reading. Extravagant parking is a mess. And I'm not saying it's anybody's particular fault. I just know that they get an awful lot of people out there in an awfully short, tight time frames on Saturdays, I guess it is.
The city would disagree with some of the information in the request for hearing.
Okay, tell me what you disagree with, and let's see.
It's alleged that he was the only vehicle ticketed.
Well.
And we know that we had.
He was just the last man standing.
Bringing up the citations here. He was there for that morning and that afternoon. 22 issued that day. Mm-hmm. We haven't had any issued since, so I guess the word's getting out. We've had two hearings by folks.
Yeah.
Basically, everyone else has paid their parking violation.
Yeah, I understand that, but. Just like I don't care that other people were or weren't ticketed, I don't care whether other people paid or didn't pay.
Officer Brian McKay is here prepared to testify in the case.
Yeah. Is this another one of the, is this the side street that runs perpendicular to 36th over to Maricamp?
Yes, sir. It's the southeast 24th street.
Has the city done anything to stick some more no parking signs or something up there to better delineate?
There was plenty of them put out by the traffic department. They are visible.
Yeah, I know they're visible.
They're brand new signs.
Okay, so we got some brand new signage going out there that's gone in?
Yes. And it's for the no parking. They're parking on the right way. People exiting the park are having issues exiting due to the vehicles on both sides. And I do have a couple of photos. Like to present.
Sure.
The first one, I mean, based on he was the only one to issue a ticket, this was the one from last month that the lady came in, and it shows that she was issued a ticket along with the truck on there. I also have another picture from a weekend that I was off from another ranger, and this time this one did not get issued a ticket, but you can clearly see the truck and the sign of no parking.
Just for my benefit, since these screens all face the audience and not me.
Well, you can press your blue box button.
Plus, press my blue box. Okay, start that story about the pictures again.
The first one.
Yeah, he's sort of within 50 feet of a no parking sign.
That was the one from last month where the lady claimed that she was the only one ticketed, which the vehicle next to her was ticketed along with 22 other ones. And then this picture here is from another weekend where he was not issued a ticket due to we did not have a certified person available to issue a citation on that particular vehicle.
Okay. Okay, I got the drift. Let's talk to the vehicle owner. All right, come on up. If you will be sworn in by the lady.
Do you swear and affirm that the evidence that you're about to give will be the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
State your name and your address.
Joshua Moreno, 6833 Southeast Maricamp Road.
Okay. You are kind of right next to the parking.
I am.
Parking.
I see that in the second picture. And, and on our behalf, I'm here on representation of the Dugout Sports Bar and Grill. We are locally owned and operated.
I understand that.
I just prefer to get off of a morning. There it was consistently rows of cars that parked down there. Since we've been issued our ticket, we have yet to park over there. But we do sponsor one of those teams.
I was going to ask you why you're there so much. Are you a vendor in that circumstance, or are you just strictly there?
No, sir. We park the truck there. We sponsor the team. We go down. We watch some of the games. My son is starting to be interested in the sport of football, so I understand after seeing that second picture clearly what I think was
it's hard to deal with.
But, you know, I mean, I'm just trying to get promote business.
I understand.
No, don't say that.
My mouse has died. Can you help me with my mouse?
You might have to push the button.
Again?
Get back to
the okay. Okay, there we go. Let me look at one quick thing here. Guys, given this, the history of this neck of the woods, I'm really reluctant to turn a $25 parking ticket into a $100 parking ticket. I think what I'm going to do is deny the petition, find that the violation occurred. And if the $25 parking ticket, which is what you got in the first place, is paid within 10 days, not assess the costs, and the $72.75 worth of costs would only be assessed in the event the ticket itself isn't paid within 10 days. So you're no worse off for having come. Okay? Just know that that whole area is a problem.
Yeah, believe me, we haven't parked there since.
Yeah, and probably won't in the future.
No, absolutely not. We've been parking within the proper confines of the NCIFL parking area.
Okay. Well, we thank you for your support of the teams and stay off that piece of dirt.
Absolutely.
You got it, sir. Good enough.
So,
go for it.
Where do I have to go pay this at?
You go up to code, or go up to the code office, second floor of the electric building.
Okay.
You got it.
All
right. Hey, thank you.
I have to keep those photographs.
It's not that I don't love your parking tickets. The area is just a mess.
The police and magistrate, we go to page 2 of the agenda. I would point out for the record that we have no further representation here this morning.
Does that mean I can refill my coffee cup?
Yes, sir. Do you want to take a break?
Just 2 seconds, yeah.
Hopefully they've got something over there for you.
They do. I complained earlier.
All right.
Who's next?
That'll bring us to case CUM 12-1999, the City of Ocala and Officer Lorraine Kennedy versus Thomas and Marion Gallant, a location of 1019 Northeast 19th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3495, 82181, 82182. The parcel ID is 26192-003-00, would indicate that legal service and posting have been completed as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. As part of the additional correspondence, we've provided you with a satisfaction of the mortgage. Mm-hmm. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy located this property, upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code. All attempts for Officer Kennedy to have the respondent remedy the violation have been unsuccessful and the violation remains. We have included the parties' reputation, copy of the photographs. Officer Kennedy is prepared to testify if need be.
Okay.
The staff recommendation be to find respondent guilty of violating code sections 3495, 82181, and 82182. Order them to cut and clean up their property, properly removing all junk and debris, secure the residence buildings, and pay the cost of prosecution as assessed, all within 14 days. Failing which, a fine of $25 per day per violation, and the city to complete the work by all means required. With all costs and fines assessed as a lien after 90 days, after 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay. Well, mortgage has been satisfied for a long time.
It's an 89
satisfaction.
I don't, I guess they just left.
Okay, and we got $107 in cost. Good. Is the structure occupied?
I'd have to refer to Officer Kennedy, but I don't believe so because
looks rough.
It's been unsecured.
Yes. No one is living there.
Okay. Any evidence anybody's recently been living there?
Well, when I first started the case, the window was open, and then later the front door is wide open now.
Okay. And does it tell me anything, the fact that we got a recycling container sitting there, that there's an active electric power connection? Does that tell us anything one way or another?
I didn't check for electric. My notices have been there and untouched.
Untouched.
Typically, those will stay there with the residents, even if the account is closed.
Okay.
So that's not really an indicator.
Okay, just curious. Okay. I find the violation exists and adopt the staff recommendation.
That'll bring us to the next case on the docket on page, top of page 3. CUM 11-1142.
I thought we did that one. Okay.
No, we did.
Okay, I just made a note on the side about it.
This case, the City of Ocala and Officer Dan Baker versus Charles Woodbury, a location of 207 Northwest 16th Court, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 82181 and Section 82182. The partial ID is 2261-000-002. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. The structural evaluation scored 30 points by Inspector David Thompson, and we would require a permit to repair or demolish the structure. The summary of findings that Officer Dan Baker located this property and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code. The structure is dangerous due to its dilapidated condition and fire damage. Additionally, Officer Baker requested a structural evaluation and Inspector David Thompson responded, completing the inspection, which resulted in a score of 30 points in dilapidation.
What's your case number?
COM 11-1142.
11-1142. Oh, I see. Okay. I was confused. I'm straightening it out. COM 11. COM 12. COM 12. Oh, there it is, up in the corner. Okay, I got you. Okay, we're on beam now. Sorry. Okay.
All attempts by Officer Baker to have the respondent remedy the violation have been unsuccessful, and the violation remains. Staff has a recommendation at
Tell
the
me about
page
it.
2 of your presentation. Mm-hmm. If you'd like, I could read it into the record.
If you would, please.
Find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Sections 82181 and 82182. Order the respondent to obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring the residents up to all current Florida Building Code regulations within 180 days, or obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days, with all demolition and cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days, and 2, pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed for all within 30 days. Failing which, a fine of $25 per day and the city to do the work utilizing all means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Yeah, this is burned out, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
I note that there was a demolition permit pulled approximately a year ago.
Yes, sir.
That didn't go anywhere.
No, sir.
What's the life of a demolition permit? Is it 6 months or 3 months?
Yes, sir.
6 months?
No, it was the same case. The property owner applied for a demolition permit,
yeah,
but they never came in and picked up the permit and paid for it, thus never demolished the property,
okay,
which is
so
why it's a 2011 case. And
it never activated the
never
permit.
Acted on it.
Yeah, okay. And have you talked to Mr. Woodbury?
Actually, Mr. Woodbury was in my office yesterday.
And his plan is?
Mr. Woodbury is 95 years old, and it's really kind of hard to figure out what his plan is, but I think we're going to end up.
That's what I suspected. Okay. Okay. I find the violation occurred and adopt the staff recommendation.
That would bring us to the next case on the docket, CR 12-1760. The City of Ocala and Officer Dan Baker versus William and Beth Abruzio and Mary Abruzio and SunTrust Bank. A location of 303 Southeast Leona Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495. And Section 34-141 through 145.
Is this property in the historic district?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
The parcel ID is 2820-037-001. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated. We have provided you with a copy of additional correspondence of the Les Pendants, the SunBiz report, and a letter from SunTrust. We would require property registration. Part of your presentation, we've also included photographs of the current condition of the property. Officer Baker is prepared to testify, and the summary of findings that Officer Baker responded to the location due to neighborhood's complaints, and upon arrival, observed the property is in violation of the city's code as stated. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Baker added the bank to the case.
Okay.
All attempts by Officer Baker to have the respondents remedy all violations have not been successful.
Okay, so we haven't talked to William and Beth at all.
They've not contacted me personally. I know that they actually have a residence down Lady Lakeway.
Yeah, I see that. What I'm assuming is that this William and Beth were living in the house and that a daughter or something lives down in Lady Lake, is what it looks like.
They've divorced.
Okay.
And walked away from the property from the just the information that I'm obtaining from the neighbors. Is that,
okay.
They've just abandoned it.
Okay, and our charges are all weeds and security, and then the bank problems. Okay. So the structure is not one that's in line for demolition, particularly at this point.
No, sir.
Okay, I haven't gotten to the pictures yet, so.
At some point it may come up to demolition, by the way.
Well, what I was concerned about was the demolition of a structure in the historic district. That's what I wanted to make sure that we were following the same rules we make all the other warm bodies on the planet go through. I'm getting there. Okay, SunTrust wrote a letter. They can't find their mortgage. Well, we can help you out with that one. We can help you out with that one.
Anything, whether or not the world has ended or is still going.
That is not uncommon. It's amazing. You write these banks letters and, you know, can you please send us a copy of our mortgage?
And we gave them all of the information that we're requesting on their original letter.
Okay. Well, this is a pleasant enough looking little structure. Yes, I did drive by that. Yeah, I'm familiar with the condition there. Somebody once upon a time spent a lot of money renovating that.
Absolutely, no question.
Yeah. Too bad, it's a cute little house. Okay, I find the violation existed and adopt the staff recommendation.
Moving on the docket to CLM 12-1643, we would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator.
1643.
The City of Ocala and Officer Raymond Furring versus the estate of Eloise Williams, 1325 Northwest 9th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. a violation of section 3495. The parcel ID is 25686-001-00. All legal service has been returned. We've posted the property on 10/3/2012 for the notice of hearing, and we've provided the previous copy of the findings of fact and the affidavit of partial compliance in the case.
Partial compliance. What does your affidavit of partial compliance say?
They didn't pay the fees.
Oh, they cleaned it up, but they didn't pay the
fees. I think we cleaned it up, actually.
Okay. Well, that's one way to get partial compliance.
Yes, sir. The summary of findings that Officer Raymond Furring located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed that in 2011, the respondent was brought before the Municipal Code Enforcement Special Magistrate and found guilty for violation of Code Section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator.
Yeah.
All attempts by Officer Furring to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains.
Okay, the house on the edge of the picture is not on this parcel, I conclude.
I've got to.
The parcel is just a vacant lot.
Right.
Okay. I find the violation exists and adopt the staff recommendation.
That brings us to the next case on the docket. CON 12-1662. The City of Ocala, Officer Raymond Furring versus Gary Phillips Sims, 1920 Northwest 28th Court, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of section 3495, 82181, 82182. The parcel ID is 2171-003-019. All certified mail has been returned. We posted the property as indicated on your presentation at page 2. The structural evaluation scores 40 points and dilapidated by David Thompson. We would require a permit to repair or demolish the structure. The summary of findings are that Officer Raymond Furring located this property and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it contains junk and debris and is a dangerous structure.
This is another fire.
Yes, sir. It is dangerous due to its dilapidated condition and fire damage. Additionally, Officer Furring requested a structural evaluation. Inspector David Thompson responded to completing the evaluation, which resulted in a score of 40 points dilapidated, requiring major restoration to bring the property up to current Florida building code regulations.
I gather this is a mobile home.
Yes, sir.
Can't be fixed.
All attempts by Officer Furring to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has a recommendation very similarly situated as to the others.
I find the violation exists and adopt the staff recommendation. Why, just out of curiosity, the cone in the driveway?
The cone?
Yeah, the orange cone.
I have no idea.
I didn't know whether our code officers were sort of blocking off their vehicles nowadays like the telephone company does or what?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just curious.
Somebody
nice palm tree.
Left that there along the way.
Yeah, those mobile homes just melt when they get on fire. There's no fixing that. Okay. That'll
bring us to the bottom of page 4 of the docket, CON 12-2106, the City of Ocala and Raymond Furring versus Curtis Inc., 1221 North Magnolia Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of section 3495, we would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator.
My folks are not listening to you lately, are they?
No, sir. Hoping we have some remedy for them.
Mm-hmm.
The parcel ID is 26303-00-00. All certified mail has been returned, and we posted the property on 10/3/2012. We have included a copy of our previous findings of fact and affidavit of compliance. No, affidavit of partial compliance. The city remedied this parcel the last time. Officer Raymond Furring located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed in 2011, respondent was brought before the special magistrate and found guilty for violation of code section 3495, qualifying this case a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Furring to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2. I can enter that into the record if you request.
Let me just
read it into the record.
Let me look at the photos here. Okay, just a vacant flat lot that's good.
This is over by the old archery hunting on North Magnolia, where they had the, I forget the name of the place now.
Is the lumber called?
Yeah,
Cal Lumber. Okay, I got you. I know the parcel, sure. Matter of fact, like, now that I get down, I even see the parking lots they left behind.
Yeah, this was separated from Ocala Lumber. It was sold off. These guys were going to build a big building there, blah, blah, blah.
And it didn't go. Okay. Okay, I find the violation exists, that it's a repeat violator, and adopt the staff recommendation.
That brings us to page 5 of the docket, COM 12-1101. The City of Ocala and Officer Dwayne Thomas versus Jerry and Annie Ruth Autry, Jennifer Ingram, Marshall Young, Shirley Conway, at a location of 632 Southwest 2nd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 3495, Section 82181, and Section 82182. The parcel ID is 2851-100-001. All certified mail has been returned. We posted the property as indicated in the brought down page 2 of your presentation. We have a structural evaluation, again, in this case, a score of 40 points by Officer David Thompson.
Is this in the West Side Historic District?
It's not in the Historic District. I believe it's just outside of it.
It looks like it's just outside.
Yes,
does that district extend south of the boulevard?
No, sir.
Okay. So when you see that sign on the right-hand side going west...
It's those couple of roads right in there.
Right in there, all on the west side.
Place and...
Okay, all on the west side of the boulevard. North side.
North,
of the boulevard. North side of the boulevard. Okay.
The summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas located this property and observed that property is in violation of the city's code. The structure is dangerous due to its dilapidated condition. Additionally, Officer Thomas requested a structural evaluation. Inspector David Thompson responded, completing an inspection which resulted in a score of 40 points. And dilapidated, requiring major restoration to bring the property up to current Florida Building Code regulations. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy all violations have not been successful, and the violations remain. Staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2. I can read that into the record if you'd like.
Okay, hold on just a second. Let's see. Well, it's a lot of people living in one little house.
I don't think anybody's living there. It's open.
Cats are.
Yes.
And the cat's literate, has a newspaper.
And the people who are supposed to be there aren't there, and the people who aren't supposed to be there are there.
Are there, okay.
As indicated by the TV being thrown out on the front porch.
Well, maybe that's a cat too. That's a mess. And it has a boat.
Yeah, unfortunately it doesn't have a trailer to get the boat anywhere.
Okay, I find the violation exists, that it's a repeat violator, and adopt the staff recommendation.
That'll bring us to case COM 12-1287. City of Ocala and Officer Dwayne Thomas versus Keith Bracey, a location of 1953 Southwest 1st Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. It's a violation of sections 3495, 82181, and 82182. The parcel ID is 2260-129-018. All certified mail has been returned. We have posted the property as indicated in page 2 of your presentation. We have a structural evaluation of 75 points. We've also included a copy of the utility records.
Okay.
The summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas located this property upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code. Additionally, Officer Thomas requested a structural evaluation. Inspector David Thompson responded, completing an inspection, which resulted in a score of 75 points. Slightly deteriorated. All attempts by Officer Thomas have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. The staff recommendation in this case would be for them to, as opposed to the others, would be for them to secure the building, as indicated at the bottom of page 2. We're not asking to take this place down yet.
Yep. Oh, it has a barricade.
And I like how they have their air conditioner encased.
One can't be too careful with air conditioning compressors.
They spent more money on that encasement than they did on repairing
it. Yeah. Wow. Okay, so our dangerous building, you want it secured, and you want the trash and litter cleaned up.
Secure, cut, and clean up, yes, sir.
I'll go with that. Now, I was having a little trouble placing, this is just north of the boulevard, if I remember right, looking at the map.
Right behind the Big Apple store?
Behind the Big Apple store.
Sam's Big Apple?
Just west of the NAACP headquarters on the same side of the road, there's a strip mall, big gray strip mall, it's north of that.
Oh, okay.
Southwest First Street.
Okay. Okay, I find the violation exists, and you apparently have a repeat here?
No, sir.
No? You don't have a repeat, okay. Find the violation exists and adopt the staff recommendation.
We do have a repeat on this case we're going to present to you now.
Okay.
CON 12-1773. SLSM Incorporation, Inc., the 200 block of Southwest 13th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 3495. This is a case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas. The parcel ID is 2845-073-002. We did receive legal service on the notice of violation, as indicated. The notice of hearing was returned. We did post the property as indicated, and we have included a copy of the findings of fact and the affidavit of partial compliance in the first case, as well as the SunBiz report. The summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this location due to citizens' complaint and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed in 2010 the respondent was brought before the Municipal Code Enforcement Board and found guilty for violation of Code Section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. The staff recommendation is at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation. If you'd like, I could read that into the record.
Okay, go ahead. I'm still looking.
Notice that the right-of-way is all nice and cut by the city, and then there's the lot.
The lot.
I would point out for the record that this is within 300 feet of the adjacent residences.
Okay. Wow. Okay, and we're strictly on a weeds and trash situation on this one.
Yes, sir.
And the structures that I'm seeing in the back are not on the parcel?
No, sir.
Okay, I find the violation exists and adopt the staff recommendation.
And that would bring us to page 6 of your docket at the top. CON 12-1815, a case of the City of Ocala versus Turcamio LLC. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Close enough.
Officer James Vaux is the officer in this case. The location at 617 Southeast 30th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida.
Okay.
This is a violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other inside land sanitary matter. The parcel ID is 2782-037-003. We obtained legal service for the notice of violation, and the notice of hearing was returned, as indicated on page 2 of your presentation, and we posted the property also as indicated on page 2. We have included a copy of the SunBiz report in your presentation, and the summary of findings that Officer Vaux located this property upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. All attempts by Officer Vaux to have the respondent remedy the violation have been unsuccessful, and the violation remains. Staff also has a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2.
No indication of a foreclosure, huh?
Not yet, but I'd have to refer to Officer Vaux. It looks like they have some service paper on their front door there, too.
I didn't see any.
Okay. I mean, it's on the tax roll at $60,000-$70,000 kind of
maybe
thing.
Maybe somebody's just suing them.
Wow. Okay, on this one, let's see, this is 1815. We're strictly on the weeds and accumulations, right?
So far, yes, sir.
Yep. Yeah, I understand. Okay, I find the violation exists and adopt the staff recommendation.
That'll bring us to CON 12-1846. a case involving the City of Ocala and Officer James Vaux versus Catherine Cartwright and Wells Fargo Bank. A location at 725 Southeast 34th Terrace, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 34-141 through 145. The parcel ID is 2784-006-015. Legal service and legal posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. As part of our additional correspondence, we included copies of the FDIC report, the Les Pendants, a Wells Fargo email, and a Wells Fargo letter. We would require property registration in this case. The summary of findings are that Officer James Vaux responded to this location due to neighbor's complaint and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure and Officer Vaux added the bank to the case. Work by Officer Vaux enabled the overgrown violation to be cleared up. However, the bank has not complied with the registration requirements of the code. All attempts by Officer Vaux to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful and the violation remains. Officer Vaux is here prepared to answer any questions you may have concerning this case. And we have a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2.
Okay. December 11th. Okay.
And they did cut this in, but I noticed they didn't take down the weeds or anything, which will be required by the
maintenance,
the registration section, right?
Okay, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. You're just a little ahead of me.
Because it wasn't listed as a...
I notice from one of the pages, this is interesting, that your registration form apparently is fillable and online.
Yes, sir, it is.
That nobody would have to even get their rear end out of a seat. They could
they could sit right there and just send a check in.
Yeah, okay.
Print it right out.
Okay.
And, you know, for the life of me, I don't understand Wells Fargo. They'll send us $25,000 in checks that should have been addressed to the county. And then don't register one in the city that they obviously received our notice on.
Wow. Decent little house.
I'll throw it away.
Terrible. Terrible, terrible. Okay, I find the violation exists in order the staff recommendation to be adopted.
That'll bring us to the next case on your docket, CON 12-1939, the City of Ocala and Officer James Vaux versus David and Stephanie Lemner and BAC Home Loan Servicing LP. A location of 4545 Southeast 30th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly and sanitary matter. And sections 34-143 and 145. Property registration and maintenance requirements by properties in default. The parcel ID is 29736-001-90. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your correspondence. And as additional correspondence, we've included a copy of the current property registration, the Les Pendants, and the Sundes report. The summary of findings that Officer James Vaux initially responded to this location due to neighbor's complaint and upon arrival observed the property's a violation of the city's code in that it is overgrown and has this problems with the registration section. Additional investigation revealed the property's in foreclosure and Officer Vaux added the bank to the case. All attempts by Officer Vaux to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful and the violation remains. Staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your...
Do I conclude from page 4 or 5 of the photos that they kind of half mowed the lot? Is that what they did?
That's what it appears to me. I would have to refer to Officer Vaux.
Probably what happened is the neighbor.
Neighbor mowed it and didn't feel like doing the whole thing?
All the fraud just looks halfway decent.
Okay.
This location is a location where the neighbors do.
Yeah, it's a nice neighborhood. I know the neighborhood. Yeah. Okay. Okay, I find the violation occurred and adopt the staff recommendation.
That'll bring us to the next page, page 7, CUM 12-1940, a case of the City of Ocala and Officer James Bowe versus John and Erica Welsh and Sun Trust Mortgage, Inc., a location at 4546, the next house over, Southeast 30th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida.
Same neighborhood.
Yes, sir. The parcel ID, violations of section 3495 and sections 141 through 145. The parcel ID is 29736-001-77. All certified mail has been returned. We posted the properties indicated on page 2 of your presentation. We've also included a copy of the Les Pennants and the Sunbiz report, and we would require property registration. The summary of findings that Officer Vo initially responded to this location due to neighbor's complaint upon arrival, observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown and has a problem with the registration requirements. Well, additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure and Officer Vo added the bank to the case. All attempts by Officer Vo to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful and the violation remains. Staff has a recommendation about the bottom of page 2 of your presentation.
Whoever designed that house needs to have the ruler taken away from them.
That looks like a
that
big,
is a
huge
box. And a terrible box. I mean, not only built a cube, but then he kind of put flat lines, I mean, rounding the top of the windows didn't soften.
That.
Okay. Okay, this is a weeds. Now, maintenance requirement. What maintenance are we talking about here?
Well, they have not registered this property.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right, okay. So this isn't maintenance like fixing. Okay.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
I got you. Okay, I find the violations occurred and adopt the staff recommendation.
That will take us back to
the other
unhappy
Parker.
Parking violations. We have one more in there we need to resolve.
Let's see. We did Moreno, so we got Cobb.
Yes, sir. The city requests dismissal of this case.
Dismissal?
Yes, sir.
It didn't happen?
We can't void citations. So, in this situation, the officer wrote the violation and wrote two.
Wrote two? For the same
and
thing?
He paid one.
Within an hour and a half of each other.
What do you want?
No, okay.
He paid one, and we made a deal with him on the other one that he's not going to park there anymore.
FedEx truck.
Yes, sir.
We ought to send the ticket to FedEx. That would cause a ruckus.
Then they send it right back to the driver.
Yeah. Okay.
They're pretty much mercenary on that. The driver's responsible for everything that happens.
Sure, you would too. I mean, you can't control what everybody has out running around the countryside.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Now what is it you want me to do?
We want to dismiss the citation.
Okay, so done.
That'll bring us to the bottom of page 8. And in this situation, we're in the petitions section of your presentation.
Okay, let me move back to petitions.
I would point out for the magistrate's benefit that in case COM 09-1595, we have two petitions here.
Two petitions?
So the city proposes to do this.
Okay, so we have an owner and a bank. Is that what we got going here?
And the bank is taking the property back. So the city, they're both asking for the same thing.
I've been suffering hardship financially. You know, that's why you're in default on your mortgage. I've lost two houses. That's not good.
And
this has been going on for a while if he's losing property to taxes.
Essentially, the magistrate did order a reduction here, and on the second request, the bank is just asking for 45 days instead of 30. They had the check previously. It went outside of your order. They're both asking for the same, that it be reduced down to your original amount. The
city supports
that.
Okay, so what happened is I did a reduction of fine, gave them a time period to act. They didn't quite get the act together within the time period.
Yes, sir. So we want to deny Mr. Palacios' request.
But grant the banks.
And grant the banks.
Well, does that mean
that
Mr. Palacios still has a lien for whatever the difference is?
Well, we're going to go ahead and close it out
based upon
the
banks.
So
why wouldn't I just grant both of them and then you're in?
I guess that you could. It's just it's going to be hard for us to fulfill both requests.
Well, any one
right.
gets you there.
I think that he is not in the position to pay.
I think that's probably
whereas
true.
Whereas the bank is in a position to pay, so that's why I was saying if we, however okay. you would like to handle
well,
it, it's fine.
If I don't reduce it for Palace, whatever his name
well,
is.
Well, he's not even the owner of record any longer. I don't think that, it's my position, he doesn't have standing in this case, okay. other than the fact that his name's on lien.
Okay. Hey,
I think he was doing this in overabundance of caution to ensure that it got done, but the bank has done it.
Okay, has already done it?
Well, the bank has sent us the new petition requesting 45 instead of 30.
Okay, I think I'm inclined to grant both of them, but only if payments made within 30 days.
Okay.
That way we get the same number running around.
Maybe we'll get something from one.
One of them,
maybe
yeah.
they'll split the difference.
Not a question in our life as to who decides to do it.
Is this the same for 2639? Yeah. And that also includes 2639.
Okay, that's fine. 2639, City of Ocala versus Federal National.
That's the boat, right?
Okay, so same orders entered in 11-2639.
Okay. That'll bring us to COM 120122.
Okay.
And you may remember this was the gentleman with the boat who stood here and couldn't understand why you wanted him to move his boat. And then agreed that he would move it. However,
he didn't move it.
Well, not exactly in the time frame as he was instructed.
Is it now gone? I removed the boat.
Right. However, the city does support the lien reduction to zero, Jim. Is that what you're
saying? Yeah.
But leave the cost.
Release of the lien. He's already paid that.
Okay. All right. Then the petition's granted.
That will take us to COM 120235.
You know, people that, you know, him denying there was a boat there. I had a guy at the county code 2 weeks ago denying that he had re-roofed the house without a building permit.
And I heard that case.
And, you know, unfortunately the building official did his analysis totally from photographs. And this guy had this big story about how really they had gone up on the roof with a pressure cleaner and the reason it looked different, that it was so clean now and the mold was off. So I continued it for them to go out and look at the roof. They get out there, not only are the shingles new on the front side of the house, but the shingle packs are still sitting on the roof for the back side.
Welcome to our world.
I mean, you just
that would
can't
have been nice to have photographs of that before the first time.
Yeah, it would have been nice, and we've right. had a little conversation with the staff on that one. But I couldn't believe somebody would stand up there and bald-faced lie to us. I mean, just unbelievable.
Yeah,
did he think we weren't
guilty?
Yeah, did he think we weren't going to go out and look? But I mean, the shingle packs were up there. Okay, what are we doing?
Now we're doing COM 120235.
Okay, gotcha. 235, coming up, 235. Okay, petition. Oh, and the other thing he wanted us to believe was on another parcel that he had bought from a bank in a foreclosure sale, after the foreclosure sale, he wanted us to believe that the photo that was taken, I don't know, a week or two before the foreclosure sale where the bank acquired title, and his deed, which was about a month after, that in that six-week window, the bank went in and took off the garage door and enclosed the garage.
Well, I can assure you that I have not seen
that's
any banks
that's not been
doing
my experience with foreclosing banks.
Yes, sir.
It's just amazing. I am requesting this fee or whatever be removed as the request for something numbers, house numbers, and repairs to the yard was completed within the time. Although I do not reside in the home, my tenant assured me the house numbers were posted, although they were the same paint color as the house, making it difficult to see. Okay.
We would not support this request.
You don't buy that one? I think the object is to be able to see the numbers even if they're there.
And the code requires they be in
visible
opposing color from the house color, so the code specifically requires.
Okay, got it.
Now, if they'd ask for a reduction, they didn't ask for that.
How much is the fine at this point?
$1,472.88.
And the only violation is house number?
No, they had 7 days of non-compliance with an order for cutting the grass at $175, and 43 days of non-compliance with the house numbers at $1,075.
Well, they might get a little relief if they
the
actually solved the problem.
The city finally went out and put the house numbers on there for $25, and then we had prosecution costs. Now, the city's not opposed. If you feel that we that it would be in the best interest to try and get a reduction through and see if they would pay that and be done with it, the city's not opposed. But
do you want me to do it now, or do you want to wait for it to cycle around?
How, whatever is your pleasure.
Okay, this is...
You could reduce
235, it. Case 235?
Yes, sir.
Let me look at it again. Where's 235? There's 235. And you said the fine and everything totals about $1,400 right now?
$1,472.88. If you wanted to reduce it, the city would agree to half.
That's what I was going to say.
Consistent with what we've done previously.
That would be seven.
I will reduce
the fine
days.
To $736 if paid within 30 days.
Works for me. We're feeling benevolent today.
Yeah. It's good.
Because
it's good for the treasurer.
Sure
it gets
that
it over.
It was done.
Yeah, it's done.
That'll bring us to page 10 of the agenda, or the docket.
These are all non-compliances?
The city would contend these are all non-compliant. As indicated, we have a notice of non-compliance, an affidavit of non-compliance in their cases. The city would respectfully request a motion to proceed with the board's previous orders.
Court imposes the fines per the previous order based on the non-compliance.
That's all the city has.
Right. Okay.
The city would respectfully request a motion to accept all testimony, evidence, and presentations into the record.
So done. And we are adjourned. Great. Good job, guys.
Thank you very much.
And lady.
So what you're basically saying is that we give you